The Lord steady our hearts, dear heart dwellers, as we look into the future and what is coming. May he bless you with his peace and the ability to stay focused on him. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since I've heard from him, and it's been a little frustrating. So today, when I was crying and broke down like a little kid that couldn't find her mommy or daddy, he came to me very sweetly and began speaking. And I know that this absence has been an offering so that other souls may find him. And a lot of you, if you're going through the same thing, that's what it's about. A time of conversion for other souls. It sometimes is necessary for the Lord to have those who will sacrifice their intimacy with him to give to those who don't know him and then bringing them into the kingdom. The Lord came to me so sweetly, said, "Can we talk?" And I said, "I'm here, Lord." He continued, "You have no idea of how taxing these past weeks have been. Some of it has been from your curiosity. Some of it has been just trying to keep up. Sweet Claire, I will never abandon you, but I do appreciate the offerings you have made of yourself. There has never quite been a time such as this in the history of the world. Don't get tired of hearing that, because it is true. From the dawn of civilization until now, never has there been a time so intense. I am coming to free the world of sin once and for all. I have done this before, but not for once and for all. We are in the final countdown of the times of the end of sin. This will be a glorious planet to live on when I am done, and you will have a right to live here because you have fought the good fight. There are so many exhausting influences in the world now, not to mention the waves of energy that are deteriorating your overall health, and not to mention the proximity of evil as the bastion of Satanism approaches and the all dark ones rejoice in what they believe is coming to them. Yes, I have told you before about Nibiru and that it is the habitation of demons. That is why it wreaks havoc. You see, I have placed it far to the outside, for it's a prison planet of sorts for the demonic realm. I could say it better. It is the universal capital belonging to the dark ones who rebelled against me, taking one third of the angels with them. They have had their millenniums to work their evil, and I have proven the just ones oppressed by them throughout recorded and unrecorded time. This planet is bringing with it the ultimate darkness in preparation for the final battle, when such as these will be confined and destroyed in the lake of fire. Yes, there have been multitudes of civilizations in which they played a role, a major role. In all truth, even as the Almighty, I have grown weary unto sorrow over the evil conceived by these. I am altogether at the point where I only want the righteous ones to rule and reign, bringing justice to the earth, that all men might live the life I fashioned for them in heaven. Oh, what beautiful things I have made for my beloved ones. What creativity, charity, joy, and glory I have designed for my children. But with each civilization, Satan infiltrated and raised up the wicked, perverting men and women to act in blind greed and selfishness. You could not stand to bear one moment of the sorrow from what I have seen mankind destroy with wicked intentions to desecrate the earth and cause eternal suffering. You long to have the time and freedom to sing and play. I long to have a world where one such as yourself has infinite access to all you desire to glorify me and console my children. All the things that you have lacked in your life, Claire, including twisted behaviors in your nature that are not yet fully healed, all such conditions exist in all of my children. And how I long to have a world where healing drops like ripe fruit from the trees, where healing infuses the soul with one glance, one inhaling of the sweet nectar from this healing fruit of heaven. Yes, and I shall have it, and you will partake of it and be fully healed, and healing others through the anointing you will have. No more weariness, Claire. No more pain. No more limitation on the time you can spend rejoicing in life. No more closed doors. No more isolation. No, all my children will intermingle and find healing joy in one another. But this is not quite the season. The house cleaning and major repairs must first be performed, that every vestige of corruption is finally purged. Sweet Claire, now is not yet the season. What lies ahead is massive destruction and reconstruction of this world into a just and holy world that I shall reign over with my faithful ones. Freedom and providence will be as the air you breathe, for it will prevail over all other energies and be the fertile ground for endless expansion of love and expression, bringing others into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, now we must clear the decks of all the impediments to this wonderful new world I will construct for you and my faithful ones who have suffered beyond imagining because they refused to align themselves with the fallen ones. Yes, in the end, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, for all vestiges of evil will be no more. But for now, my bride, I want you to be brave and strong. You are my blessed ones, and all of these things shall be yours because you obeyed. I say to you, do not fret over your weakness. It only adds to the splendor and glory that will one day shine forth from you. That you undertook to continue to serve me in these weakened circumstances is part of a mystery of faith in operation. Indeed, you shall have the faith of Abraham and Mary, my bride. So now I admonish you, do not be thrown down by the situations around you, even those things that affect your service to me. Do not allow them to stop you, Claire, for I am with you, pumping my very own life's blood into yours, that you might carry on and finish that which has been appointed to you. When he talks about me, he's also talking about everyone else who's connected to him. Rest when you must. Do not be hampered by guilt. The forces you are operating in are dark and heavy and not prone to encouragement. So just keep going one step at a time, not looking back nor too far forward, for one day at a time, and even 1 hour at a time when necessary. I will send you consolations when you need them. And I'm touched how very frail you are without sensing my presence. I have great pity for you in your helplessness, which is that of an infant in the crib. It draws down my unconditional love with no limits. So don't let the blasphemer's lies settle in your heart and mind. I am wholly pleased with you, and I know you are doing your best with my grace to continue moving forward. I will hold you in my arms forever, my bride. Come, get lost in my love. It is an ocean without beginning or end. Come, swim with me. And then I got silly and said, I want to float with you, Jesus. And he said, then floating it shall be. That was the end of his message.